Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
We're nearly 14 million visitors at OPW heritage sites last year. That's according to some new figures just released. Dublin Castle was their most visited ticketed heritage site in Ireland. It was also interesting to see strong regional growth as well, notably in places such as Dungarvan Castle or Donegal Castle or the Corlee Trackway in Longford. One which I haven't been to and I can't wait to go. I must say it looks fantastic. Travel writer Fionn Davenport is on the line now to tell us more. Fionn, you're very welcome.
Hiya, Cormac, how are you?
They're fantastic. I'm very well, thanks. They're fantastic, aren't they, the OPW heritage sites? But are you surprised that Dublin Castle tops the bill?
No, not at all. I mean, Dublin gets most visitation. Dublin Castle, the state apartments are wonderful. It's easy access. It's in the heart of the city, so it stands to reason. I guess really what is to be indicated here is that the great job that the OPW have done in this regard in promoting these heritage sites or the generally kind of tourism at large.
You speak 14 million people. It's our historic and heritage legacy that is being protected here and throughout the length and breadth of the country.
So, as you mentioned, castles to gardens to ruins, etc., churches, you know, so it's the full breadth of heritage experience that's being...
It's also interesting that when visitors come, and maybe a lot of these are domestic visitors as well, but there is a thirst, there's an appetite for the culture and the history and the heritage of Ireland.
Yeah, for sure. And I think a lot of it is domestic. I mean, there's been like one of the numbers show a real increase in regional spread. So outside the really huge tourist areas like Dublin, there's been an uptick in visitation to heritage sites. And a part of that has to go down to Fáilte Ireland have made regionality one of their key priorities. And, you know, their websites have seen record numbers. Their engagement on social, both domestic and international, has seen record numbers. So the messaging is getting out there is that go visit the regions. And as a result, I think that a lot of these sites are seeing the benefits thereof.
Yeah, for sure. And that's reflected in the top 10 sites as well. You have Dublin Castle. You have Kilkenny Castle in Parklands. That's majestic, that castle. The Rocca Castle as well down in Tipperary. Yeah. Kilmainham Jail is very close to the top. Dunangus on the Aran Islands. Ross Castle. Let me run through them. Brúna Bonia, Clonmacnoise, Trim Castle and Charles Fort. There's a good spread there. Is there anything that you would have expected but that you did not see in the top 10?
Well, for example, Castletown House, the largest Palladian mansion in the country, normally would be in the top 10 of paid, but it's been closed for the last year and a half. And that's 700,000 visitors a year. And that would explain why the overall numbers are down roughly around 1.5 million for 24 on the same time in 23. So literally half of those would be connected to Castletown House. So there's an ongoing local dispute that has yet to be resolved, which led to the closure of the house.
Okay.
But
you mentioned... The second issue is...
Well, the second issue is this. It's like, so even though we've seen big uptick in, like you mentioned, the Corlee Trackway, which happens to be quite close to Centre Park, so I wonder if there's a coincidence
in that.
People going to Centre Parks are going, let's go to see Corlee. Is that some outdoor experiences are showed a dip in numbers. And I wonder if that's not because, even though last year was the fourth warmest year on record, the summer was unseasonably cool and wet. And you and I both know that, like, if the threat of rain is there, I don't really fancy walking around like an outdoor experience.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I wonder, when you say there's a dip in terms of the visitors overall to Ireland, especially in the early part of this year, could that be down to cost?
I mean, we say yes and we get... The answer, Cormac, is I don't know the answer to that, other than to say is that if you're asking French, German, Italian, Spanish visitors, yes, they're going to feel that pinch. But if you're asking American visitors, the answer is no, because it still offers huge value for money. The dollar to euro rate is really strong for the dollar. So American visitors here are actually finding it a lot more affordable than they might have done a few years ago. And similarly, like with
UK visitors to Ireland. Actually, oddly enough, that's changed slightly in the last couple of years. But for UK visitors, it actually has been a good place to come on holidays.
Okay, and relatively familiar to them as well, and easy language-wise and so on.
Yeah.
Some of these sites, the top, and these are the paid heritage sites from the OPW, the list they're releasing, but they can be very, very difficult, can't they, Fionn, to get tickets for them? For example, Kilmainham. That takes months to book in advance, isn't
it? Okay, so here's the thing. But Cormac, see, it's that idea of it's like the demand creates the appetite. So as a result, you're absolutely right. For some, like, you'd recommend anyone coming to Dublin with an interest in going to see Kilmainham, book your ticket well in advance, because you're likely to be disappointed, because the only way you'll get in was timed entry on a guided tour. However, the very fact that it takes so long, or you have to book it so far in advance, creates that appetite, because it says to the prospective visitor, oh my God, I really must go see Kilmainham Jail, because that's the one to see.
So, yeah.
You know, I think obviously Kilmainham Jail don't necessarily want to get to a place where people are having to book 6 months in advance, but a little bit of forward planning is seen as a very good thing.
You mentioned the guides there as well. The benefit here is that the OPW sites, they very often have guides, and very good guides as well.
Yeah, and I remember a number of years ago, I did a survey of guides at different OPW sites, and I found that on the whole, they were really, really good. Because, look, I don't think it comes as a surprise to anybody, but the art of storytelling is at the essence of a proper tourism experience in Ireland and elsewhere. And if you don't have the ability to relay the story of the place in a relatable, exciting way, you're just going to bore everybody. So I find that a lot of the guys, you just will.
Yeah.
No matter how interesting the place is, no matter how interesting it is, if you relate it in a really dry way, people just turn off.
Yeah.
You have to create connections. And also, think about this, right? Who's your audience? Is it the 50-year-old gentleman or his wife, or is it their kids or their grandkids?
Mm-hmm.
It's all of them.
And
so you have to be able to relay that story to everybody.
Sometimes, though, the site itself does the job for you, because a texter to 51551 says, was it surprising to see Dún Éagasa on Inis Mór, not nearly as accessible as Dublin Castle, visited by so many people? Now, if you're on Dún Éagasa, the site there does the work for you, doesn't it?
Sure, look, I was out there last year myself in a torrential downpour, and it no more took away from the thrill of it, because you're standing at the edge of what was once the known world, and that sense is so immediately apparent as you're standing on the edge and you're looking around and you're going, you know, the people who built this thought there was nothing mm-hmm. beyond that water, nothing.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And the excitement is built into the very rocks of the place. I totally agree.
Yeah. The other thing, I suppose, that should be mentioned is most OPW sites are free, actually. A lot of them, anyway.
Yeah.
And they're really good value, aren't they? Not good value, I say. But they're actually really good to visit.
Yeah, absolutely. And even the ones that are paid entry, I mean, it's well worth it, because most likely you're going to pay for a guided tour. And I think also as well, there are in excess of 150 heritage sites more. If you pay for the heritage card, and if you have a mind over the course of the year, I'm going to start visiting lots of heritage sites, the heritage card is well worth investing in.
Yeah. How much is that, do you know, off the top of your head?
I don't know off the top of my head, because I know it's gone up. You put me on the spot.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But we can give
an indication. I think I looked it up earlier. An adult ticket for Dublin Castle is about €8. So that'll give you an indication. That's pretty good value in today's
money.
And
when you consider that for €8, you're going to get the tour, you're going to go down, you're going to see the source of the Poddle, you're going to see the state apartments, you're going to see the medieval foundations of the castle. You're going to see all of that on an €8 tour. I think, yeah, that's a great bang for your buck.
Okay, and I'll show myself up as a Philistine here. Usually the cherry on the cake is they have very commonly or very usually great cafes, which is...
Yeah. There's nothing Philistine about that at all. It's just that, like, I mean, the art of culture is that it has to be tempered by, you know, a nice cup of coffee or a bit of a bun at the end of it.
Now you're talking my language. That's why we have you on. That's why you're one of the best travel writer. Fionn Davenport, thank you very much indeed. You might let me know actually what your favourite, because an awful lot of people domestically, as Fionn says, visit these OPW sites. They know, and people know that it's a great place to visit and learn as well, and teach your kids if you have kids around you. Fionn Davenport there, thank you very much indeed. 51551. I tell you one thing, Adrian Childs and his hatred of scatter cushions has touched a nerve among you. I hate those cushions, especially in hotels, says Aileen. Yes, they end up on the floor so filthy, then back in the bed unwashed, and I have dust allergy, so a total nightmare, says Aileen. She even put in an emoji with eyes thrown to heaven. Thank you for that, Aileen. Marie in Waterford says, I wish they'd bring back the top sheet on the hotel bed, as a duvet is way too warm from now on. Please, please replace the cushions with a top sheet, and another emoji with crossed fingers in hope. Thank you, Marie, for your text. 51551.